Come on!
Look for something unusual. Something hard. Because of my big legs and karate, I can do the splits no problem.
Kumite and welcome to Van Damme, it's Jean-Claude. Your monthly Jean-Claude Van Damme movie breakdown podcast. I'm your host, Paul Schroyer, and we have an awesome movie this month. I'm excited to get into it. We are talking the 1996 movie, Maximum Risk. Now, I do not remember this movie when I watched it. Let me put it this way. I remember the movie, but when I was watching it, I guess I just don't remember seeing it. I know I have, but it was probably around 96, 97 when I watched this movie last. So they say, Maximum Risk is a retired French soldier, Alain Moreau, never knew he had a brother, much less a twin, until he found him lying dead on the streets of his hometown. To solve his murder, he takes to the streets of New York and heads into the arms of his brother's girlfriend while being pursued by ruthless Russian mobsters and renegade FBI agents. I really enjoyed this movie. It stars Jean-Claude Van Damme, obviously, and Natasha Henstridge. You might know her from a 1995 movie called Species. Me and my buddy, we used to love that movie when we were younger. When we were about 12, 13, going through them changes, you know what I'm saying? We love this movie because it stars really attractive Natasha, I don't know why I can't say her name. Natasha Henstridge as an alien who is super horny and is trying to breed or procreate, so the alien makes herself look like a Natasha Henstridge who's really attractive and goes around and just bangs a bunch of dudes. It's an awesome movie. I think they made like two or three of them, and I think she might be in every single one of them, reprising the same alien, horny alien that wants to get it on. But anyways, this isn't the Species podcast. This is Van Damme, it's Jean-Claude. So let's go ahead and get into this 1996 movie, Maximum Risk. It starts out in South France. You see Jean-Claude Van Damme's being chased through the streets by these two guys. It's a pretty awesome little chase scene. He jumps out of a window, grabs onto like a balcony, that falls. He gets on a little moped, drives away. They're chasing him in a car, crashing through stuff. And then he ends up crashing over like a bridge and lands into a car window and ends up dying. Then it cuts to Jean-Claude Van Damme, still alive, but at a funeral. Kind of makes you think, oh, he's at the funeral for, I guess, his twin brother who died? But no, it was somebody else's funeral. He is a French police officer, and his partner comes up and tells him that he needs to come look at this guy. He goes and sees him. It looks just like him. Everybody's confused, and they have no idea who this guy is. So he starts investigating the death of himself, pretty much, this guy who looks exactly like him. They find out, that he's his twin brother. His mom confesses that he was born 5 minutes after Alain was born and was given up for adoption because she couldn't take care of the two kids. She wasn't expecting to have two. She thought she was just going to have one. And so this guy was trying to, he came back to France to try to find his brother and his real family. And at this point in the movie, Jean-Claude Van Damme, or Alain, he tells his partner about his twin brother and stuff. And his partner has the funniest quote. I mean, the second funniest quote in the whole movie. The funniest quote is a one-liner said by Jean-Claude Van Damme at the end of the movie. We'll get into that. But he says, parents always lie to the kids to prepare them for when they're older and the government. So I guess he's saying that, like, parents lie to their kids because when they get older, the government's just going to lie to them. I mean, that seems ridiculous. It's, I don't know. So his mom tells him about the lawyer who arranged for the adoption and has all the adoption papers and stuff like that. So Jean-Claude Van Damme goes with his partner to the office. They see this really crazy big blonde Russian guy in an elevator. He looks out of place. They get upstairs and the lawyer's office is on fire. They find the lawyer with a gunshot in his head. Now, this really awesome fight scene takes place in this burning room. Jean-Claude Van Damme finds the adoption papers, but then ends up fighting the blonde Russian guy who, I guess, set fire to the room. Why he went down in the elevator and then back up, I don't know. Maybe it was somebody different. Oh, you know, I wasn't really paying attention. Maybe it was someone different who went down, and then the blonde Russian guy came up. I'm going to have to go back and look. If you know, head over to Magic Squirrel Network on Facebook and drop a comment on the post for this episode, or email me at vditsjc@gmail.com. It's vditsjc@gmail.com. And let me know if that was a different person who went down than going up. I can't remember. But needless to say, there's an awesome fight scene in there. A lot of the fight scenes that Jean-Claude Van Damme are in this movie, not all of them, but the majority of them are against this blonde Russian guy. I guess they're trying to make him out to be like, he's not the main bad guy, but I guess like the main contestant against Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't know. So after they get out of the burning building, Alain decides he's going to take the identity of his dead brother. His name is Mikhail. Mikhail, I think is what his name is. And he's going to take his identity and go to New York and find out exactly why his brother was killed, why these people are burning the lawyer's office down, trying to find these paperwork. Like, what exactly was his brother in? So he does that. He gets confronted by some local gang members and this old guy cleaning a window or a sign recognizes him. Well, recognizes Mikhail, not Alain. Because he's in New York City now. He took the plane, traveled. He's in New York, gets confronted by a New York gang, gets saved by this old guy washing the windows or a sign. Finds out that his brother was rich gang. He was a rich gangster in the Russian mob, and that he needs to go to Club Bohemian. Bohemian. He goes to Club. Yeah. So he finds out he needs to go to Club Bohemian. He goes there. He meets this girl Alex, who thinks he's, you know, his brother, and starts making out with him. Alex is played by the Natasha Henstridge. I cannot get her name right. Let's see if I can nail it by the end of the podcast. I don't know. I'm terrible with names. I swear I have name blindness. I don't know how that fits into me not being able to pronounce somebody's name, but we'll just go with it. So, you know, all these people in the club think he's his twin brother, Mikhail. None of them are too shocked that he's still alive, which is weird because didn't the mob just kill him? I don't know. Well, I do know, but we'll find out. So, yeah, so Alex gives Mikhail, or who she thinks is Mikhail, Alain, a key to a hotel room and says, meet me in our usual room, 323. He goes there, room 323 is booked. So he takes the room across the hallway. They start making out. He's contemplating banging this chick. Like, they almost do it, but then he goes, oh, I can't do it. And he's like, I'm not really Mikhail. I'm, you know, I'm his brother, Alon. And so they kind of talk. While this is going on, the Russian mob shows up. I guess they were following Alex. And they, you know, go into the room and there's nobody there and all this stuff. And then they start chasing Alon and Alex through the rooftops. They run into a strip club, which I love the name of the strip club. It was called Zanzibar. Now, if it was a bar and you called it Zanzibar, like it's the, I think that's pretty good. But it was Zanzibar Club. I think you could have just called it Zanzibar. Anyways, I crack myself up, so it doesn't matter. He gets saved by this taxi driver. Now, I haven't mentioned the taxi driver. This guy had an interesting little story arc in this. He picks him up initially in the airport and drives Jean-Claude Van Damme all over New York City. Says he's a book writer, and he wants to, I guess, you know, he swears up and down that he's not going to steal Alon's life story and write a book about it. But then all this stuff starts happening and he's like, we gotta finish chapter one. Well, he saves them from the Russian mob, but ends up getting shot through the chest and ends up dying. Yeah, so I don't know what the whole deal with him, but he was an interesting actor. Definitely fun to watch. And I was sad when he got shot and died. I actually was sad. Like, I thought this dude was like gonna end up being the person who like tells the story of all of this happening, but apparently not. So then you find out that the man who was chasing Mikhail, Alon's twin brother, and kills him in France, actually work for the FBI, and that Mikhail has a list that has all the names of the FBI agents who are in pretty much in bed with the Russian mob in a safety deposit box in France. And that's why Mikhail was going there, was to get the list and expose these FBI agents and the Russian mob people who are all working together. So Jean-Claude Van Damme heads with Alex to Mikhail's house, and they go to try to, like, you know, they find some Russian mob people there. The house has been destroyed. The main thing Alon gets from this is that he finds out his brother knew about him and was researching him and his time spent in the army. Again, we see the blonde Russian guy show up. Oh, wait, no, I'm getting way ahead of myself. So while they're at the house, for some reason, Alon figures out that it was the FBI agents who killed his brother and not the Russian mob that killed him. Because he goes, none of the Russian mob people were surprised to see me. But then when the FBI agents found us in this cabin in the woods, they were shocked, or they knew that Mikhail was dead, and so they must have killed him, because the Russian mobs didn't even put two and two together that Mikhail was dead. So yeah, so he puts that together, finds out. So then he goes to the main mob boss, Dmitri. He's in a sauna where there's a whole bunch of white guys sitting around, like, half naked. I don't get it. If that's a thing Russian people like to do, that's awesome. But I don't get the whole, let's all, a whole bunch of dudes just get naked and sit in a sauna and sweat. Like, just doesn't seem like a good time to me. But that's what they're all doing. Jean-Claude Van Damme shows up to talk to Dmitri. He goes into the sauna with him. He's got a little white towel around him, and you're thinking, okay, we might actually see some Jean-Claude Van Damme, but it's going to be disappointing because we don't. So this is where the blonde Russian dude shows back up. And he stabs Dimitri and then Jean-Claude Van Damme and the guy, they get in a fight. And you're thinking, come on, he's like throwing kicks with his white little white towel on. Like, you know, people watch, first off, people watching this fight are getting a full shot of Jean-Claude Van Damme nuts when he's kicking people in the face. Two, like, come on, you can't show a little bit of the sweet Jean-Claude Van Damme bud in this? Come on, man. But we don't get it. So you find out Yvonne, he's the one responsible for this. He starts shooting everybody. He goes in, he shoots Dimitri in the head. Alon gets arrested after all this. Another chase scene. There's a lot of chase scenes in this movie. I'm not going to go through every single one of them. Got to leave some of this up for you to go watch. I mean, this was a really good movie. I recommend going and seeing this. So you find out that the Yvonne, the one who shot everybody, is one of the main people working with the FBI. And that's why he's concerned, was trying to kill Mikhail. And even though Dimitri didn't want Mikhail killed, because I guess that's his adoptive father, I'm not sure. They never really confirm nor deny it. So yeah, you find out Yvonne is working with the FBI. And they have a plan to get the list and take care of Alon at the same time. So the FBI goes, they get Alex, they take her hostage, they go, they bail out Alon from the jail, they take him back to France to go to the bank and get the list out of the lockbox. Now, at this point, you know, Natasha Henstridge and Jean-Claude Van Damme, they're in the bathroom and they're like, we could die tomorrow, or we're going to die regardless if we get the list or not. So what do? They bang it out right there on the sink. Another good opportunity to show some JCVDB, but they do not show any JCVDB at all in this whole movie. So then they get to the bank next day after they bang it out. It's the next day. They're at the bank. Alon sees that Yvonne, or Ivan, I think I'm saying, see, I am sorry, guys. I have mispronounced so many names this episode. I think it's Ivan. What if I've been saying Yvonne? It's one of those. Ivan has Alon's partner as a hostage in a van across the street. So Alon goes in. He gets two lockboxes in from the vault. He's the only one allowed in there. He asks for a cigarette and a piece of gum. So the bank teller goes to get him that. He looks through the boxes. He finds one box has a whole bunch of pictures and proof that, you know, of who's working with the FBI. It's pictures of Yvonne, Ivan, whatever you want to call him, talking to the FBI agents, the same FBI agents who are trying to, who killed Mikhail and are trying to get this list. Then there was a second box under Alon's name. In the second box was money, a gun, and a tape-recorded message from Mikhail. Now, it's funny they had somebody else record the message on the tape recorder like it wasn't Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't know. I think they could have. I guess it's smart because why would he have the same voice as Jean-Claude Van Damme, or Alon? Why would they both have the same voice? They might look alike because they're twins, but I don't think they would. I don't know. Do twins sound alike? I don't know. I mean, I guess if twins sound alike, hit me up at vdit'sjc@gmail.com or head over to Magic Squirrel Network on Facebook and let me know, because I'm interested now. So, okay, so he's going through these boxes, he finds money, this tape recorder pretty much lays out the whole story, he tells him to take the one lockbox, tell the guy at the bank to give it to the UN or some ambassador or the people in charge, and they'll take care of it, for him to take the money and, you know, live his life, awesome, and that he knew he was a sniper in the army, and that he was an incredible marksman, so he gives him a pistol. I mean, snipers don't use pistols, but okay. So he finally gets a lit cigarette. Oh, so the same Russian mob guy, the blonde dude, has a lockbox in the same bank. And he goes in, gets his lockbox. But you come to find out later that he like just is killing everybody. He's trying to get to Alon and get to the list. So Alon is smart. He smokes a cigarette. He takes a lit cigarette. He attaches it with the gum to the sprinkler system so that the fire alarm will go off and authorities will come. Then he comes out and finds the bank teller that he told to send the box to the UN dead. All the evidence was stolen. Money's, everything's still sitting there. He goes, fights the blonde Russian dude again, ends up stabbing the Russian guy to death in the elevator. Like, finally kills him and is done. Then he goes out and gets arrested. There's like cops everywhere, and they see him like come out of the elevator with a bloody knife and this dude stabbed, and he's like, I'm a cop. And they're like, yeah, okay. And they take him arrested. The FBI agents sneak out. They get in their car, dip out. They're gone. Okay. So Ivan in the van across the street is like, this is bullshit. They go to try to leave. Okay. But then they're surrounded by police officers. Can't move. Here comes Jean-Claude Van Damme. He told them the plan. They told him that the guy was held hostage across the street, so the police got him. So what does the dude in the van do? He backs it in reverse and just rams the car behind him, and they dip out. Well, Jean-Claude Van Damme, being the master marksman that he is, that they've never really done anything with in the whole movie up until this point, takes his pistol, shoots the guy through the eye from super far away. It was pretty cool. That part is the only part of the whole movie that I remember. Because I'm pretty sure that part was in the trailer for the movie. And that whole, like, when he takes the pistol and he shoots it and it hits the guy through the eyeball was the whole reason why that movie got as much hype. That and Natasha Henstridge was in it. And so, yeah, I remember that. But other than that, I didn't remember anything else in this movie. Of course, Jean-Claude Van Damme. This is going to be another thing that I'm going to have to keep track of. Like, how many movies in the 90s did Jean-Claude Van Damme wear a, like, duster, like a black duster, the big, you know, coat, long coat thing? Because, I mean, I know he had one in Time Cop. I think he had one in Time Cop. And he had one in that John Woo movie. For sure. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and kind of pay attention to that. I think I'm going to keep paying attention to that through the rest of the 90s. Well, the 90s movies that we're watching. Anyway, so he goes after Yvonne. It's another chase scene. He shoots out the tires of the van, causes it to flip. It hits a car and explodes. Now, I'm telling you, the car is exploding like crazy at the end of this movie. Like, everything was, like, pretty realistic, like, believable up until the very end, where all of a sudden they're like, we need explosions in this action movie. We haven't had any explosions. Let's have the guy get shot through the eye. Let's have cars exploding everywhere upon impact. But so this van's exploding. There's fire everywhere. Alon goes to save his partner. He finds him. He busts out the glass right above where his partner's sitting in the van. Like, why not do the glass pane next to it so you're not getting glass all in your dude's face? But whatever. So then a fight ensues between Ivan and the partner. He gets a gun. The partner's like, here, help me out. Well, Ivan pulls a gun on him, has him hostage again. He goes, I go out first. Me first. Or he dies. And so then a fight ensues, and
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme grabs...
He gets thrown through the window. Jean-Claude Van Damme grabs him. And here is the best quote slash one-liner the whole movie. He has, dude, his head sticking through the driver's side window of the car. Jean-Claude Van Damme has a hold of him and says, "Take a number," and then hits him with a gun, knocks him back in, saves his partner. The van blows up. It kills Ivan. "Take a number." You know what I'm saying? Like, you weren't first. You weren't first to get out of there. I don't know. I thought that was hilarious and awesome.
So now, you know, his partner's saved. Now Alon has to go after the FBI agents to save Alex. Yet another chase scene. This time, cars are, like, for sure exploding on impact. Like, if you bumped into a car, it's exploding. They were putting all the explosions in at this end. They crash through a brick wall into a slaughterhouse. One of the FBI agents gets shot in the shoulder because he's a master marksman. He shoots a pig down, like a pig carcass falls down, exposing where the FBI agent was, and he shoots him in the shoulder to disarm him. And then, so then there's a fight scene, kind of a fight scene between the other FBI agent who has an electric chainsaw and Alon. And Alon shoots him in the leg and the dick. He shoots this FBI agent in the dick. And as after the guy gets shot in the dick, there's this real funny, like, chainsaw cut in half of a pig carcass because he's like spasming from getting shot in the dick. I don't know. It was a little absurd, but I love absurd, so it was right up my wheelhouse. So you find out, you know, the FBI and American government gets this list of the Russian mob people and the FBI agents who have been working with them. And the partner tells them that at least a dozen people have been arrested so far. But the most stressful thing that's happened is now it is time for Alex to meet Alon and Mikhail's mom. And Alon's freaking out about it. Oh, and you find out that Alon ended up getting all that money. So he has all that. There's millions of dollars. So he's set for life. And that Alex is now dating Alon. So she hopped from one brother to the other brother. And is going to meet the mother of the brothers that she's banging. And that's the end. I know this was a short one. Guys, I'm going to tell you. Most of these movies, I've been taking 5 to 6 pages of notes. A little extensive. This movie, I did 3 pages. 3 pages of notes. A little shorter. A little bit more to the point. I don't know. If you like this format better, let me know. If you made it this far, drop me a 5-star review over on iTunes. It helps other people to get, you know, find this podcast. Or head over to Podcoin. If you haven't signed up for Podcoin yet, I suggest you do it. Podcoin is an app that pays you to listen to podcasts. That's right. You can earn points that you can use towards gift cards. And if you use promo code right now, promo code POINTLESS, when you sign up, you'll get a bonus 300 points. I'm going to get one for Van Damme promo code here soon. I haven't really talked to him about that. But if you use for my other podcast, Pointless Discussions, use the promo code POINTLESS, you'll get 300 bonus points. So I recommend doing that. But yeah, so there's no butt shots even during the sex scene or the sauna fight scene. No splits were done in this movie whatsoever, and he didn't save a damsel from being sexually assaulted in this movie. But regardless of those three things not happening, I really enjoyed this movie. Like I said, I didn't remember it, and when I sat down and watched it, I was into this movie. The story
is a good story. The acting is awesome. The fights are awesome. There's a little bit too many chase scenes for my liking, but it's a mid-90s movie. You can expect that. And the car explosions were a little bit overboard. They could have really, if they would have done without that, it would have been a really good movie. It was a really good movie. What am I saying? I recommend, if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you have seen it, I hope you enjoyed this little recap of the movie. So, now that Maximum Risk is done, let's go ahead and get into our July movie. And while I am looking up the date that this will be released, yes, again, sorry that this episode was a week late. A good friend of mine passed away, and his funeral was last week. We were dealing with a lot last week. So that's why this is a week late. I apologize for that. And it won't happen again. Please forgive me. So, July 6th is going to be the next episode. And we are talking about Van Damme's first box office bomb since he became star. Is the 1997 buddy film featuring Dennis Rodman, directed by Sui Hark for Columbia. Oh yeah, that's right, 1997 Double Team. We are talking the terribly awesome basketball pun filled action movie Double Team. So you're definitely going to want to tune in for that one. It's July 6th. Yeah, that's going to do it, guys. It's a short one this month. I hope you enjoyed it. I cannot stress, if you haven't seen this movie, go back, go watch it. Go find it. Maximum Risk. You will not be disappointed. All right. Thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you guys next month. Kumite.
Come on!
Look for something unusual.
Because of my big legs and karate, I can do the splits no problem.
The squirrel was magic!
Greetings, Earthlings.
Juice of the Morning here. We are Unpredictable Talk Radio for Indianapolis. If you want to follow us on social media, our Instagram is at Juice in the AM. Our Twitter is at Juice in the AM. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Juice in the Morning. If you want to follow us personally, where can we find you, Johnny?
If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at JB_JuiceInTheAM. If you're on Facebook or Instagram, it's Jonathan D. Bouton. If you can't spell my last name, that's your own fault.
And since I am the Juice himself, you can follow me at Juice85OR7 on all social media. Once again, you can find us on podcast apps such as Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, Google Play, and you can stream us on Spotify.
Time to blast off, and we'll see you in space, bitches.
Juice in the morning.